Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. I got a letter from a guy who is a longtime subscriber, and he sent me a letter from somebody or something he saw. I'm not sure, but here's what the letter, here's what was in the letter. I think it's pretty telling about what some people think, and I'm not sure if I agree with everything, but I definitely agree with some of what's written. Okay, over the past year or so, there has been what I think is fair to describe as a dramatic increase in reports in the mainstream media and on expat websites of violent attacks on foreigners in Thailand. Whether it is simply that such incidents are being reported more, or whether there really has been an increase in such attacks, as I strongly suspect there has, is unknown. Of course, most expats know that foreigners meeting a grisly end in Thailand is nothing new. Domestic disputes between partners from very different backgrounds often escalate into violence, and sometimes a local spouse may involve others, family members, or perhaps even hired help to assist in the elimination of a problem. Business disputes seem to go bad with alarming frequency and can result in violence, which is hardly unusual in a country where conflict resolution skills are so poor. But my real concern is the number of reports of unprovoked attacks on foreigners where the victim did not know the perpetrator. Robbery, rape, serious assault, and murder are all making the headlines all too often these days. Factor in that I also feel that over the past 2 or 3 years, there has been an increase in nationalism causing locals in a dispute with a foreigner, no matter who is right or wrong, and irrespective of how far it goes, that there is a real feeling of impunity, and their fellow Thais will side with them. More than ever, it pays to be careful who you do business with, who you share your bed with, and to always be aware of your surroundings. Kiwi expat. Now, like I said, I agree with some of these things, and I don't really agree with some of the other things that are written. I do think that with the advent of the growing influence of the internet over the past few years, that the reports, there are a greater number of reports. But this goes with many, many other things. I think that because of the internet and because of the mainstream media growing, the growth of the mainstream media worldwide, I think it's easier to see what's happening around the world. And it's become apparent that, you know, there is a problem with violent attacks on foreigners in Thailand. Now, the thing is that there are many attacks on Thais in Thailand. So I don't necessarily know that there is something that is unique to foreigners being attacked. I think that sometimes, you know, whether it's in a taxi or on the street or wherever, I think if a Thai is going to attack, they're going to attack a Thai or a foreigner in many instances. Now, in some cases, obviously, this is not the case, but also more and more foreigners are coming to Thailand and have been coming to Thailand for the past few years. So there are more people here from foreign countries. And I think that what's happened is over the years, the Thais have become, especially in tourist areas, have become less tolerant to the foreigners who are just completely oblivious or apathetic to Thai culture. And, you know, they're getting to the point now where they're starting to blow up. I don't think this is always the case, and I really don't think it's quite as dangerous as this guy is making it out to be seen. Yeah, of course, foreigners, they sometimes meet with grisly endings here. But I think that most of the time, if you mind your P's and Q's, you keep a low profile. You don't throw things in somebody's face. You don't disrespect people. I think you have a minimal chance of being attacked or being hurt I do think that there is a mob mentality. I think the Thais definitely stick together. If you start beating up on some Thai in the middle of the street, the likelihood of a couple guys getting out of cars and coming to the assistance of their fellow Thai is quite high. So you have to be very, very careful who you pick a fight with physically. And also, the one thing that I definitely agree with is that it does pay to be careful who you do business with and who you share your bed with, and you need to be aware of your surroundings. Although this is the case anywhere you are, it really, you need to be careful who you do business with, whether it's in Europe, the United States, Canada, wherever it is, you got to be careful. And you need to be careful who you share your bed with. A lot of times people get involved very quickly. They don't know the person they're involved with, whether it's in business or in a sexual or romantic relationship. And then they find themselves in a predicament that, you know, had they taken their time, they wouldn't have found themselves in that predicament. So, you know, this is the thing. And then also one thing, and I know that there are a lot of people, they swear by online dating, and I'm just totally, really, I'm against it. And the reason is this, like I always say, it's not easy to get involved with a woman, any woman, even a woman who is from your own country, your same, who shares the same culture as you do. That's difficult enough. I mean, you know, let's face it, after a while, people start getting on each other's nerves. It doesn't matter how good-looking a woman is, how sexy she is. You know, the chances are she might get on your nerves at some point. And no matter how handsome you are, no matter how good your shtupin' are, the chances are that you might get on her nerves at some point. So this is where communication comes into play. And when someone comes into a different culture and they don't know the language, then it makes it more difficult to get along with them. Then you add in the fact that some of these guys who come to Thailand, they're getting involved with women who are selling their bodies, who are desperate for money, desperate for a better life, and they'll do anything, and they have no other way than using their body. It makes it a dangerous situation. Now, if you use some kind of a dating website, yeah, okay, you may find yourself in a situation where you get lucky. You find a good girl, she just wants a good guy to take care of her or to marry, and she may not need you to take care of her, which is another point that I'll get to in a second. But you may find somebody who you have absolutely no clue about what's happened to them before. You're not spending time with them in their country, face-to-face with them. You don't know how they act outside of, say, Skype or some kind of an online communication, whether it's Facebook messaging or messaging through some dating site or whatever. You don't really know them. It takes time to get to know a person. It gets time to see how they treat other people. Will they blow up and try to stab somebody because the person, you know, cheated them out of 10 baht or whatever. You need to find these kind of things out. And the only way to do that is when you spend time with them in person. So, you know, that is one thing. Now, the other thing is that when you are dealing with people who are desperate for money, desperate for a better life, and they have no options other than to hook up with some foreigner, well, you know, when they see the chance, and then that chance, the golden ticket, the gold at the end of the pot of the rainbow is within their view, and then you do something like tell them, you know, I don't want you. I'm sorry, but, you know, I got somebody else at home, or whatever it is you do, then you are effectively killing their dream. You're making things even more difficult for them, because now they've seen what they can have, they know what they can have, and then, you know, you took it away from them. It's like you snatched the prize out of their hand. You gave them the $1 million, you gave them the better life, and then you took it away from them, which is very frustrating, which I do understand it to a sense, but I don't understand. I can't condone them trying to murder you or hiring somebody to kill you or whatever it is. The one thing that I didn't really like is that, or I don't really agree with, is that he says, my real concern is the number of reports of unprovoked attacks on foreigners where the victim did not know the perpetrator, robbery, rape, serious assault, and murder are all making the headlines all too often these days. I think that's not really true. I think it's he's exaggerated because nobody's tried to rob me. Although I have had one or two people try to assault me, it's usually because I either told them to bring it or for whatever other reason. I'm trying to think of the second reason, but a lot of times you see these reports of people getting into instances with taxi drivers where the taxi driver is going to kill them over 60 baht or something. Well, the guy's drunk. And then he tells the guy to fuck off, I'm not paying you the money. And the guy gets pissed off. And then, maybe he's had people do that before and they got away with it. Or, he's sick and tired of the foreigner trying to screw him around. Or, the guy was drunk and he's disrespecting him. And they lose it. And, I don't condone trying to kill somebody over 65. But from my standpoint, if you're a foreigner, it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to fight over a dollar or two and maybe lose your life over it? If anything, what you should do is just give the guy the money and then take his number down from his taxi and report him to the taxi company, and hopefully something will be done. But, trying to get into a battle over a dollar or two is not worth it. It's just not worth it. And these things happen everywhere in the world. So... yes, women have been raped. I've seen several instances of guys raping women. However, I don't think that this is really increasing. I really disagree with this. Also, he says, there's been an increase in nationalism in the last 2 or 3 years, causing locals in a dispute with a foreigner, no matter who is right or wrong, and irrespective of how far it goes, that there is a real feeling of impunity. And the Thais will side with them. Again, I don't agree with this. And I'll tell you why. I think this has been going on for far more than 2 or 3 years. Ever since I've come here, I've known that if you get into some kind of a physical altercation and you're anywhere where other Thais can see what's going on, there is a chance they're going to jump in. And, they're going to give you a bashing if they can. However... There are instances also where the foreigner has done something and it wasn't his fault, it was the Thai's fault, and then the Thai wants to take him to jail or whatever, and then the foreigner gets away with it. The foreigner's like, hey, I didn't do anything, and the court finds them innocent. These things happen too, but you don't hear about those because, for the most part, they're done with it. Either they are thrown out of court, or they don't even go to the police station. Some superior finds out about it, and then that's like, all right, that's it. It's not a big deal. We're not going to do anything about it. So I think that this is a little bit untrue. And I've lived here for a long time, and with the exception of a couple things that I have done, really, I've had very, very few problems. I've gotten pissed off sometimes at people and told them to fuck off, and then that didn't go over too well. But I haven't really done anything in the last, say, 5 to 5 years, 6 years, something like that. I have to say that I don't know how many years ago it was, maybe 10 years ago, something like that. I was walking down the street. I had a couple bags of stuff. And, it was hard to walk. And I was walking on the sidewalk, and some guy drove his car. And all the cars were stopped, and I walked down the sidewalk. And the guy pulled forward while I was walking on the sidewalk, and he hit me. And I looked at him. He just nudged me. And I looked at the guy like, what, you know, like, what the fuck is your problem? And he gave me a dirty look, and I kept walking. And then I walked another, say, 30 feet. He turned, and he stopped his car, got out of his car, and came at me. And I really didn't want to get into a fight because I had got into a fight with this Danish guy that I think I've mentioned before, where I got into a fight with him. I knocked him out, knocked a couple teeth out, and I went to court, and I had to post a 30,000 baht bail, and I was out on bail, okay? And I was waiting for this case to be tried. And so here this guy is, who he gets out, and he's trying to pick a fight with me because I gave him a look. And I didn't really want to get into a fight. I kind of was backing down, which I was thinking to myself, this is not good because either I'm going to fight 100% or I'm not going to. And there were, I mean, this is on the, what is that road? I'm trying to think now. It's this, where the old Lumpini Stadium used to be. It's, I've got a mental block right now on the street name, but Arama 4. And, you know, there's people, there's vendors selling pineapples and food and all kinds of stuff, coffee. And this guy was trying to come at me. And finally, I said, you know, screw it, man. I'm not going to let him hit me before I hit him. So I opened up on the guy, and the guy pulled the knife on me. Now, nobody jumped in, which was surprising. I came away pretty unscathed, and the police came, and they asked him, you know, what happened. They asked me what happened, and he was busted up, and I wasn't. He had blood all over him. I didn't. And I said, you know, this guy hit me with his car. He got out. He came to me. He wanted to fight. And so I gave it to him. And, you know, I admitted it. And the policeman said, okay, you know, you're going to go to jail and he's going to go to jail. Or nobody's going to go to jail. What do you want? And I looked at the guy and I said, you know, hey, man, I got no problem. If you got no problem, I don't want to go to jail. He said, nope, I don't want to go to jail either. And that was the end of it. And, of course, he did say to me, you know, I will get you. I will find you. And all this other bullshit. And, you know, I said, okay, fine. You know, let me know. You want to let me know when, you know, I'll meet you. Whatever you want, you know, however you want to do it, we'll resolve this. But, you know, you're being an asshole. You're driving your car. It was dangerous. And that was the end of it. So, you know, sometimes things happen. But, you know, that was many years ago. And I'm, you know, if I were to do that situation again, I might give him a quick look and just keep walking. And whether he wanted to fight or not, I would have just kept walking. Now, if he had tried to block my way or something, that's different. But, you know, it pays to just walk away. And as somebody who, when I was younger, I used to get into a lot of fights and they were unnecessary. And I didn't wait. If somebody said something like, you know, what, you want a piece of this? Boom, I just hit him. And nowadays, you know, I'm older. I'm banged up, and I realized that that's not the best way to solve confrontations. But I do think that, you know, this Kiwi expat is right in saying that you need to watch out with who you do business with, who you share your bed with, and to be aware of your surroundings. Definitely be aware of who you're sharing your bed with, because, you know, you what's the saying? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And I believe that. And in doing business, you know, a lot of times you're talking about large sums of money and people don't like being screwed around. They don't like, you know, any misconceptions or confusing situations where they come out on the short end of the stick. So, you know, you got to be careful. But anyway, that's all I've got for now. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok D, Lap, Chok D, Mind.